Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, my... Yeah. Okay, don't change because it's December and it's just before Christmas. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 23rd day of December 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to hit star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and talk to JD and myself today. Well, it's currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 36 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just frigid-ass cold and dry. I ain't seeing no precipitation, and it's supposed to, I think it's supposed to snow on an inch on Christmas, whatever in the hell that means. Good afternoon, John. How's the weather today out there, Nazi Joyzy, brother?
Good afternoon, Henry. Over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have partially sunny skies, a lot of frigging chemtrails out there, 46 degrees, 50% humidity, and if it wasn't for the chemtrails, it would actually be beautiful, but they actually turn the sky into a white milky haze, but they're chemtrailing us so bad right now.
Wow. I ain't looked outside, but I'm sure there's chemtrails out there. Anything?
Well, you know what I saw they doing? I noticed they were doing, and I saw this about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to mention it. I hadn't seen many chemtrails during the day. In fact, I haven't really seen many at all, so I was kind of surprised and relieved. Until one night, I stepped out, and it was an ultra, ultra clear night about 2 weeks ago, and there was a moon. So when the planes were flying overhead, I could see the moonlight illuminating the chemtrails all the planes at night were leaving behind, which I didn't see during the day. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Of course, I moved down here in southern Jersey a little bit, and I'm further away from LaGuardia and JFK and all the international big airports. So I don't have the flights over me that I did when I lived up there in Sayreville. But I caught that 2 weeks ago. They were doing a lot of the chemtrailing at night.
Well, that would certainly keep a lot of the people, because most people in the first place don't, we've become a people, I mean, in the times when it counted, you know, like when a tiger might jump out of the fucking bush and eat you, everybody looked all around and up and down, and now people just walk straight a fucking head like they got goddamn blinders on. They don't look up. They don't look down. I mean, a lot of people, you show them, like, wow, yeah, man, you know, you pointed the chemtrails at a bit, I mean, God, how many years? Any rate,
they don't even look away from their iPhones. How many people I see walking around, and I mean their eyes are locked on their iPhones. They can't take their eyes off the iPhone longer than they feel the need to keep them on the iPhone.
Exactly, man. I mean, and they'll walk right into your ass or into a telephone pole.
Or drive into your ass. I mean, God, yes. How many accidents have been caused by this?
Man,
because
they
can't put their goddamn cell phones down for goddamn 30 seconds.
Every time somebody runs a red light and I have to slam on the brakes, I look there and there. They are that goddamn texting.
You know, and I refuse, I absolutely refuse to get it. And when people say, well, what's your cell number? Well, I don't have one. And they'll look at me like I just grew two or three heads. Well, what do you mean you don't have it? You don't have a cell phone? You don't have an iPhone, they'll say, or a smartphone? No, I don't have any cell phone. I don't keep one. I don't carry one on me. If you want to get a hold of me, it's easy enough. I mean, you know, I kind of grew up without it, so I remember the tricks of how to get a hold of people without a cell phone.
Yeah. There's no phone booth.
I just saw that, too. I was just walking back home. I saw a woman texting and driving, and she wasn't paying attention. She went right through the stop sign.
Oh, yeah. They do.
Yeah.
They do it. When I see somebody, when I'm at a stoplight and it turns green, I pay attention. If there's a car coming, I give it, I mean, it don't look like it's slowing down. I don't go nowhere. I just wait and then, oh, I look for the cell phone and it's usually there.
Well, you know, Henry, you would think that these people driving, number one, are very expensive, but really a very heavy 3,000 or 4,000 pound low velocity missile called a car. You'd think they might want to pay attention while they were driving it.
Yeah, but these are the same people. If they had a brain, they would take it out and play with it. Trying to tell you.
That's right. Like, what was it, Pirates of the Caribbean, when, what is it, Jack Sparrow, he gets locked up in the prison cell, and he finds himself down there, and his brain's halfway out, and he pulls it out of his skull.
Anyway,
right, man. We're off the edge, man.
I guess the Omnia spending bill didn't go over like they thought it would. I mean, there's a lot of conflict over it. And Trump, he came out yesterday evening, I want to give the people $2,000 checks. I don't care what kind of fucking bribe you try to put out there. Your little petty ass $2,000. We know what you're fucking doing. You're handing trillions over. Well, see, you get the goddamn, corporate mafia, goddamn, what am I trying to say here? The Fabian socialists. The corporate fucking
and
communists.
People don't realize they go back hundreds of years, the Fabian socialists.
Oh, hell yeah. The corporate communists, you know, they want to stay, you know, he gave $3.2 trillion to his good buddies, okay? Which is what this last fucking Omnia spending bill was, $2.3 trillion. And he just gave that to them motherfuckers. And see, that's what the Republicans do. And then they'll give them the rich man fucking that's already got a mountain of fucking gold so big they have to take a helicopter to get to the top of it. And he'll give you a job. You see that we will give him trillions of dollars to give you a fucking job. So that you can work for him. And I've listened to these pricks, even on the $600 fucking deal. No, we shouldn't be giving the people any money. We should be letting them work. Well, you shut down all the fucking work, you cocksuckers. I mean, the arrogance. You know these people are fucking billionaires, and they're sitting there telling you should. I mean, the people are hurting in this goddamn country. If you don't know it, you ain't looking, man. We have people now starving.
$3.2 trillion, you know, the last I saw was 2.1, and of course they keep upping the amount. So we know it's in the multiple of trillions.
Trillions.
And remember how people were just all up in arms, outraged in 2008 with the $700 billion TARP fund?
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, and the conservatives, you know, the conservatives, they always talk about the conservatives, you know, they're supposed to be the ones that don't want to spend no money. No. They're the corporate welfare and the fucking, and the other side, the communists, the Biden buffoons. What are they going to do with your fucking money, man? I mean, they ain't going to go to those goddamn rich son of a bitches. Well, it's going to go to somebody to see where. Well, I got a list here. We'll hit it when we get back, if that's all right with you.
All right. No, it sounds good. And maybe when we get back, Henry, we'll talk about what our schedule is going to be here, because we do have the holidays coming up.
Yes, sir, we do. And I was thinking the same thing. We'll be right back.
I took a course in hallelujah. I went to night school for the blues. Well, I took some stuff that said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail. Until I met a blind man who taught me how to see. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D.
Yay!
All righty, man.
Okay, I'm cheering until we get that recording straightened out. Well, Henry, you know, today is Christmas Eve. Eve. And for some reason, I like today more than Christmas Eve a lot of times, because it always feels like that Friday when you just get off work and you got a 3 or 4 day weekend coming up. And so you really enjoy the Friday night, even though you're not into your weekend yet. I don't know. I just always like Christmas Eve better.
I hear you, brother. So do you want to go ahead and just call tomorrow the rest of the week?
Well, I'm going to let you make the call, Henry, because I do know that when you go visit family, it's typically a road trip and a rather extensive one sometimes for you. So I don't know what you have planned, so I figured I'd let you make the call.
Well, I'm going nowhere. We'll sit here, my wife and my sister-in-law and my nephew and my son. Well, he should be here, but that's about it. We'll be just sitting in the house. I mean, I don't even have a Christmas tree here. I don't have a fucking light up. Most people don't. They were talking that, everybody was buying decorations, you know, and it was going to be, they were really getting into Christmas. I was in Klamath the other night, and I looked, and fucking bullshit. I mean, there was like three houses that had a few fucking lights on them. This has become a miserable time of year for the majority of the people in this goddamn country, and that's a fact. But you have a family.
Well, you know, Henry, I share that sympathy, but what's become more depressing to me, even I used to love Christmas when I was a kid,
yes.
But even more so was 4th of July. Man, I used to just love the snot out of the 4th of July, because I loved all the fireworks and the firecrackers, and of course, usually we had a nice dinner or at least a little barbecue or something.
Yeah.
But now I just look at it, what a fucking sham it is.
Yeah, exactly, man. They have absolutely fucking ruined everything that was fucking good about this goddamn country. And we got to get rid of these fuckers. We just flat ass have to get rid of these motherfuckers if we're ever to know any kind of happiness in our lives anymore. I mean, my grandchildren are supposed to be down here this week. I probably won't see them till after Christmas, but I'll get to take them sledding or something. And that'll be a little bit of joy, but. I mean, Christmas has come to, Christmas used to be a fucking season, actually. You know what I mean? And fucking, my dad would always take all of us children. That's the only time my dad ever took all of us children without my mom, was to go buy mom's Christmas present. And, then he'd take us to town the next night and drive and look at all the lights and all the houses and stuff. I mean, and we'd go for rides and look at, it was just go get the Christmas tree. My dad had he always had at least a week off for Christmas. So it was a week long kind of thing, with the good food and everybody just, all this little kids just, how it is when you, we didn't have tons of presents. I mean, we weren't fucking rich, but, you had your presents under the tree, and you're trying to guess what they are, and you're not supposed to peek, and mom and dad's after you watching you, trying to catch you peeking, and it was just fucking wonderful, dude. And now it's to anymore, it's just fucking, one of my sons has to work on fucking Christmas, of course. So it'll be his children that are down here with their mom, but we'll go pick them up over it. The in-laws' house is over there, and bring them over here, and I think we'll have them for a few days or a week, and that'll be time to spend, but it'll be working in between. I mean, it's just come down to one fucking day, that more people want to get through Christmas than want to sit down and actually enjoy it anymore. Just get it fucking passed. It's miserable. And then we can come back to this $2,000 thing, because Trump came out, I want to, Nancy Pelosi and $2,000, and the Republicans are all against it. Of course they are, because they're the filthy fucking rich that have billions. And they want to see you fucking miserable. They want to see you hungry on fucking Christmas. We got big fucking lines at the fucking food banks. Unbelievable fucking lines. The people in this country.
Well, and then don't forget they were parked on the highway for miles to get into one of those food banks.
While the people in this country are fucking going hungry, and they are going goddamn hungry. And you have this shit with this omnibus spending bill. That dirty prick.
And now, Henry, people are like, but it's $2,000. Oh, my God, that's so great. No, people don't realize. They've stolen the whole loaf of bread, and they are giving you a crumb so tiny you can't even see it with the naked eye, and you're supposed to be happy about that?
But my great-great-grandchildren by now will owe for the loaf. That's the whole fucking deal. I mean, for $2,000, I put my great grandchildren in fucking debt for, you know, fucking $60,000 a piece extra on top of what they're already in. Fuck, I think the average fucking household, they say, is $160,000. If that was our debt, which it is not, it is actually owed to us. Go ahead.
Hey, that stimulus check that they're saying about the industrial, military industrial, most of it's going to that. And well, I was listening to a program, I was listening to a broadcast of William Cooper, and he was saying people sold this country out just to get a retirement check.
Yeah, people's.
They'll sell this country off for less than that.
Oh, hell yes. We're talking about out of this $2.3 billion, $150 billion actually going to the people in $600 check. And what is, I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm fucking goddamn a Rockefeller or anything, but what is $600 fucking dollars to somebody who hasn't had no income in 8 fucking months?
That's not even one trip to Costco. One trip to Costco is in there $600.
90% of it, because people don't want to get kicked out of their homes, they'll go straight and pay a bill with it. Which means it goes right back to who? Well, that's right, the industry. Industry will get every goddamn bit of it. And then you look at this fucking, this was from a comment from Sunfire. He was, you know, adding up the bullshit. This is what they're taking my, see, if they sent the money to the people, if all the income came into the people and got to choose, I'll finance that, but I won't finance this. You know, and it would be a different fucking world. We would not be in debt. We would have a plenty. I don't give a fuck about the rest of the goddamn world. And this is what the communists do. Like I said, the fucking, corporate communists like fucking Trump. They give $2.3 trillion to their good buddies, supposedly so they could make jobs, but what they used it for was to buy up their own stock and raise the price of the fucking stock to make their own fucking wealth more. Like, we're fucking stupid. If this is a fucking country of equality and it belongs to all of us, now I don't believe in none of this goddamn socialist shit, and this is a socialist fucking country. It's a communist fucking country and has been since the fucking before you and I were born, John.
Remember that was FDR's whole fucking reason for being put in office was to convert this to a communist / fascist country.
You goddamn right. But if you are going to take the people's money and hand it out, I own 4 restaurants, so I get more than you. They go against their, this is a democracy, but they, even if the majority of the people don't want it, they do it anyhow. And then they tell you that, you know, fucking, somehow you must owe the, I got this here, I like this, this comment. This is domestic funding. This is $1,361,400,000 goes to the Kennedy Center, $26,400,000. I don't want to give the Kennedy Center $26,400,000. The Smithsonian, $1 million. I don't want to give the Smithsonian $1 million. I know a lot, there's people goddamn living in the fucking streets here. There's little kids fucking cold right now. Our people fucking don't have jobs, man. What do we got? 3.9 million people who are on unemployment, and that's not counting the 100 million they already swept under the fucking carpet from 2008. This is how fucking uprisings come to be. The National Art Gallery, $154,000, I think it is here. And,
that's gotta be way more than that. You gotta be off by a few zeros.
I got 6 zeros behind 154.
Alright, there you go. 154 million.
Million. Okay, 100, I guess I should have known it. 150.
Now, Henry, please get to Pakistan. I love the gender. What the hell was it? Gender training or something? How many millions was Pakistan going
to
get?
Oh, we're almost there. We got a ways to get there, John. W. Wilson Center, 14, again, 14 million. And, we got, foreign countries. This is foreign countries now. For the domestic funding, it was, 1,361, $4,428,000. Now for foreign countries, we got $4,728,500,000. Egypt gets $1,300,000.
Now, Wayne Henry, just to remind people, remember, Egypt is still under a military coup regime. It is actually illegal by all of our federal laws to send them a penny because they had a military coup with Sisi.
Exactly. Sudan, $700 million. Ukraine.
Oh, wait a minute. $700 million to Sudan for what? It's desert. What are we giving them $700 million for?
It's Christmas, John, and their people need they need help. Their people, see, it's America first, or America worst. This is how the communists redistribute the wealth of the wealthiest country on the planet. This is how they divide.
Are you quoting de Blasio there when he said, let me make this clear, it is about wealth redistribution?
You goddamn right. $453 million for the Ukraine. Israel.
Wait a minute, now, would that be the same Ukraine we said was a hotbed of conspiracy and
that's where all the trouble's coming from? All that Russian interference in our fucking lives.
Yeah, that's it. The Russian interference. Thank you.
Uh huh. All right, Israel, $500 million, but that's on top of the $38 billion that they're getting in the omnibus spending fucking legislation. See, that's what they did. They tied all this fucking pork to this fucking, all of this shit that they could never get even through committee, let alone pass, and hooked it onto that bill. And we're going to go for it for $600. $600, I'm going to sell my fucking great-grandchildren. They're for sale. Nepal, $130 billion. Burma, $135 billion. Cambodia, $85.5 billion. Pakistan, $25 billion. Asia, RIA, $1,400,000. The American people, $600. I mean, people, you're talking about a total here of $6 billion. $89,900,000 just handed to fucking assholes around the world when our fucking people are starving in the goddamn streets. But this is what the communists, see, this is your Marxists and your Bolsheviks. Now, if it had been on the other side with the Trump-tards and the Trumpies, all that money would have went to, they would have had another fucking, used the coronavirus for another big spending bill, and it would have all went to, because they create jobs, don't you know? No, they buy back the fucking stock. That's what they did with the money that they fucking kept overseas when they transferred all the fucking corporate operations out of this fucking country to fucking China, took all our industry, our factories, dismantled our factories, took them to fucking China, and then fucking took all the profits and kept them in offshore accounts until they got their boy Trump in there. And then they've did all these billions and billions. They've just become more and more powerful. The billionaires fucking made record fucking profits at the same time that the people fucking have fallen down into the, we're in the fucking sludge of the fucking so-called swamp. $150 billion, 3.9 million of our people are unemployed, and that's just the ones that can draw an unemployment check. That's not the other 100 fucking million that they absolutely have swept under the fucking carpet like they don't exist. American nationals who can trace their fucking lineage in this country back to the beginning. This is why we have to get together and slaughter these fuckers. And run them out of our country. They have no right to our fucking wealth. They have no right to distribute our wealth. You think if the wealth was coming to the individual, you know, all of the fucking, you know, they let them, in the Constitution we said they could have the tariffs to run a limited government on. That's all you get. The rest of it comes to us. If we want to support the Kennedy senator, it will be up to each individual one of us to send the money in voluntarily. And if I don't want to do it, I don't have to fucking do it. It's mine. You fucking communist pieces of fucking dog shit. Biden, you fucking pedophilic. You scumbag. And this shit has just begun, people. Because this is just the beginning. As they're talking about, if we can't get to 2,000, we should just stick with the 600. Because then, I'm telling you, those fucking, the ones calling themselves Republicans, the corporate communists, those motherfuckers, I tell you, they do not want a poor man to eat. They do not even want him to eat while they set on billions of fucking dollars. Because you know why? Because they ain't got no goddamn balls. See, they were born without fucking balls. And they think that fucking money makes them men. But you look at them and tell me which one you, at 59 fucking years old, ain't a one of them I couldn't drag out and beat the holy dog shit out of in about 10 fucking seconds. And they are not my intellectual equal, let alone better. So their only fucking excuse here is pure fucking theft and the fact that they run a criminal fucking cabal around the world. Because all of these monies that I just mentioned to you are going to the corporations that run those fucking countries, that own those countries, that owns their people. Pelosi wants GOP to sign off on $2,000 checks for Thursday's vote. This is from Zero Hedge. Now, see, he threw came out there and threw that $2,000 out there, trying to make it look okay because he's signing that omni-spending bill that fucking give $38 billion to fucking Israel. How dare you even suggest it when our people are going hungry in the streets? You motherfuckers! You're going to find out how, I'll tell you what, we didn't sell our guns, we didn't sell our bullets, and you're fixing to get them, you motherfuckers. Think about that, John. $38 billion to somebody, a country that has a better economy than us. It's for their reserves. It's to go, and that's that direct tax I was talking about. That's going to be every year. That is a foreign government with a fucking goddamn a tax on the goddamn American nationals that we have to pay them. Fuck them. Blow them up. Pelosi says she's waiting to hear from House GOP over the $2,000 check after calling GOP leadership to consent to a measure increasing direct stimulus. That's because everybody, that $600, and they've seen that fucking, you know, that lying son of a bitch fucking Trump. You're fucking, you know them good old boys, them dim-witted motherfuckers that voted you in? They do remember your last lie when you said you would never. This is quoting the motherfucker. I will never sign another
amnesty.
Omnia spending bill, which means there is no fucking. It's just everybody throw in. Oh, it's all outrageous, like shit, like for you know the fucking shrimp on the treadmill. All of this fucking shit from these fucking lobbyists who all are fucking guilty of treason against this country and need to be put against the wall and shot fucking dead. There are no trials during a war. You better remember that, you motherfuckers, because once these guns start going off, it's going to be pure fucking war. They might have some trials when after you've surrendered or after we've fucking brought you back from whatever foreign country you thought you could run to, along with our wealth. There may be some trials, but right now we're at fucking war. That means it's a bullet exchange, cocksuckers. Anyway, Democrats' stimulus bill also sends millions to the communist Maduro regime in Venezuela, where Dominion voting machines originated, John. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty. Once piece from the bill not reported. One piece. I think it's supposed to be one, not once. Once you guys learn how to fucking write. One piece from the bill not reported earlier is that Venezuela makes out in this bill as well in the amount of $33 million to the communists in Venezuela. You ain't communists running this fucking country. If you're going to give our fucking money away, just think of it like this. If they took all this fucking money, and this was fucking, I mean, this is fucking socialism. This is fucking full-blown communism. Let's admit it. But they were going to dole out the fucking money equally to each and every one of us. Where does any motherfucker, especially a foreign motherfucker, come into the equation? It should be handed out equally to all of the people, even in your fucking socialism. And then that guy owns 7 fucking restaurants, and he's down to 4. He wants my fucking money. Then he burns his fucking license in the fucking street, and he opens up his fucking door, and he fucking earns it. He got his money. It's because he has a goddamn, he still owns 4 restaurants out of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 7 restaurants out, I mean 4 restaurants out of 11. He gets more than I do, and I don't own a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. Where's the fucking equality there, buddy? He who has the mostest gets the mostest, huh? It sounds like corporate welfare to fucking me. And I swear to God, John, they were fucking talking about it last night on the fucking tube. And they're talking about, you know, these different, like the shit I just went over with all these foreign countries getting all this money, this communist redistribution of international redistribution of America's wealth is what they were talking about. And they come around to this $600, and they're showing a check on their $600 check, and they go, hey, we just shouldn't be handing these $600 checks out. This is going to add to the debt. What? You have a mountain of fucking balls. Too bad you got a pussy with it. And you're going to get him shot off, or you're going to get hung by him. I couldn't believe it. They are going over all this other shit and trying to fucking justify giving fucking billions of dollars to foreign fucking countries. And they finally come up at the end on the $600 check that they're going to send the fucking peons, the coolies, the peasants, the serfs. And they say, well, I really don't think we should be sending out any kind of checks. We should be making jobs for these people. I mean, this is, you know what this is going to add to the debt. What? You arrogant motherfuckers. It's going to be a pleasure hanging your ass. Or shooting it. Going to break.
Take your break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door. This is how we feel come about Wednesday in a shit fucking year, in a shit fucking country, like this one we're living in right now. And I'm going to tell you something, man. In their last omnibus fucking spending bill that they passed without my fucking consent, that they seized my fucking property without their consent. They've stolen my fucking heritage and my inheritance as an American national who can trace my goddamn lineage back to before the fucking the Revolutionary War, motherfuckers. The thing is, $600. We're going to give you $600 for your great-great-grandchild. And, of course, when I get him, I'm going to sell him for $1 billion because I'm going to own the fucking paper on that item. They're buying and selling fucking people right here in front of our fucking face. And we're for $600, huh? I won't sell my fucking great-great-grandchildren for $6 zillion fucking dollars. You dirty cocksuckers. Every one of you is going to be fucking slaughtered. To a fucking man. All your wealth is going to be seized. And if you make it through this fucking war to a fucking common law trial, your shit, everything that you've got is going to be taken from you. You are going to be impoverished while you sit on death row waiting for your turn at the fucking gallows. You lowlife fucking communist garbage. Anyway, it's time for the tactical report, so I'm going to turn this mic over to John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. Give him hell, John.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Before you depart here, Henry, or I know you just sit on the side there and listen. So do you want to come up tomorrow or not? Because we don't have to do a typical broadcast. We can either talk about some of the history of this broadcast, because me and you go back almost 10 years now, family traditions, what we did do when we enjoyed Christmas, or we can just take the four-day weekend.
I will give you the call, brother. Because it matters not to me.
It remains fine with me. I mean, I'm not going anywhere tomorrow, so for me to come and sit over here at the my little broadcast booth and talk it up for an hour, that's no problem for me.
Okay, brother, we'll do it then. So tomorrow.
That sounds good, Henry. We can try and keep it a little bit light because, you know, this stuff that we deal with, I mean, if you really, really think about it too much, you'll just feel crushing your soul. So every now and then,
John,
it's good to step back,
I disagree,
a little bit,
I think
a little bit more of the lighthearted stuff.
It should be crushing our souls. They are crushing our fucking souls. We should be feeling it, and we should be acting like we feel it, and we should be ripping, raging fucking maniacs by now. I mean, there's no way.
I agree with that.
I'll sit and talk about how things used to be.
You got to pull back and regather your strength.
Well, not. I'm past that, buddy. I'm one of them fucking soldiers sitting on them one of them ships before D-Day, waiting on it. You think those guys? You know they spent Christmases on them goddamn boats. The fucking British would not allow them off them fucking boats because they didn't want them fraternizing with their women while they came over there to fucking liberate fucking Europe. And to give their fucking lives to foreigners, not for our fucking Bill of Rights, not for our fucking freedom and liberty, but for a foreign fucking nation for foreign fucking money. And that's how I feel. I feel like one of them, I mean, do you think about those guys spending their Christmas packed on a fucking ship, and knowing that there ain't no doubt about this, this is going down, and you better realize that out there too. This shit's going down. What? Somebody's leaking over there. At any rate, I mean, that's just how I feel, John, and it's not going to fucking change. I mean, I'm set on fucking the fight. That's all that's left is the fight, and we got to fight that son of a bitch or we're fucking dooming our fucking children. Goddamn dooming. Already my children are going to have to fight too. What's it going to be? I mean, my grandchildren are going to be at the point where when my beautiful granddaughter is fucking 12 or 14 years old, some fucking cock-sucking piece of shit pedophile like Joe Biden can come in and go, I want that one. They went back to the days of royalty where they ride around in their coaches and look at the poor people. Oh, I want that. Oh, look at that beautiful young girl. Go clean her up and bring her to me. You fuckers are going to die.
The police do that already.
Huh?
The police do that already.
You goddamn right they do. And I'll tell you what, you're going to fucking pay the full measure, you motherfuckers. And there'll be no merriness to my Christmas. It'll be just another fucking day that I gotta wait until I can fucking come at you. And I may die, but my people are gonna keep on a-coming. And you are going to pay for what you have done to us. You are going to face justice under the supreme, superior law of 1791, December 15th, as it is written. You are going to fucking hang, or worse, if that's what the jury decides, because we the people are not signed on to that Geneva Convention. You fucking corporation, you went over there and signed it for your corporation. We are not your property. We're not your fucking subjects. We are our fucking free individuals, and we will freely individual fucking do some terrible shit to you, and that is what is intended. Make sure you understand it. Anyways, I'll let you get on with it, John. Sorry to rant.
No problem, Henry. I understand all too well. All right, let's get moving here, because I do want to cover the tactical report, because, well, we may be back up tomorrow. It sounds like Henry's agreed to it, and we'll try and keep it a little bit light, but, you know, Henry's got his mindset. What he wants to do is keep that anger front and center, so when it's time to unleash it, oh, it goes off like a howitzer cannon. That's the way it's got to be. All right, let's get going. I'm John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. It is Christmas Eve. December 23rd, 2020. It is 1548 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:48 to all you civilians out there, and to everybody who thinks the courts will straighten this out. Mickey's little hand is past the three, and his big hand is up there pointing at that thing called the number 9. All right, let me get moving here because I got a lot to cover. Now, Henry was talking about the debt per person. Remember, that's not what we owe them. That's what they've stolen from us. And they're telling us, oh, by the way, not only did we steal this amount from you, but that's what you owe us, too. That's what they're trying to convince you of. But if you go over to U.S. Debt Clock, because when Henry said that, it's like, you know, Henry threw a number out there. I says, no, I know it's a little bit different because I was just looking at this the other day. So let's bring it up and let's see what the official numbers are. And you know the numbers are always way bigger than this. Right now, the national debt, you heard me mention this, I think it was yesterday or the day before, $27.5 trillion, and they're getting ready to expand that by nearly another $3 trillion almost instantly. And that turns into debt per, now they got citizen here, but debt per person, and I'm going to guess that means debt per census person, because by the official census, there's only 320 million people in this country, roughly, because they don't count the illegals, or at least not yet. So that would push it well over 400 million. But let's go with the 320 million figure. And at that current debt level, that's $83,000 per person is what they're saying we owe them. Now, remember, the rough figure is that only one in three people pay taxes, right? Two of them are getting a free ride for every one that pays the taxes. Well, if you go by that number, one third, or the taxpayer base, then that debt explodes to $220,000 per person if you're a taxpayer. That's what they're saying you owe. Per person, per taxpayer, over $220,000. Now, in reality, that's what they stole from us. But they're saying, yeah, we stole that from you, and guess what? That's what you owe us on top of that. Now, let's take that number a little bit higher. If you look at the total U.S. debt, that's at over $82 trillion. So guess what? That turns that that taxpayer number into, roughly about 3.5. So that's going to be over $600,000 per person is what they say we owe them. $600,000 plus. No, that's what they've stolen from us, but they turn around, because remember, this is the Zionist Jews running this, and whatever's theirs is theirs, and whatever yours is theirs in their mind. And so, yeah, they stole all this wealth, you know, to the tune of $600,000 per person or taxpayer, but That's not the bad part. The bad part is, yeah, we stole that from you, spent it, you know, on us in your name, and you, that's what you owe us on top of that. You owe us another $600,000+. That's what they're saying. I think it's time for a fight, like Henry was just saying. Well, we know it is. All right, I just wanted to mention a couple of numbers there, and you can go over to U.S. Debt Clock. There's a whole bunch of interesting numbers on here. Let me one more before we leave, because I like this. This is interesting. The U.S. workforce, and I like this. They got this in big red letters. U.S. workforce now, meaning today, I guess, because these numbers are continually updated, is roughly 150 million people. That's the U.S. workforce now, big red letters. And then, of course, not in the labor force now is over 100 million people. Well, simple math, 150 million is your workforce. Over 100 million are not in the labor force. Well, that's over a 66% unemployment rate, don't you think? I mean, this is basic math. Holy shit, 66 million, 66% unemployment rate. Now, remember, during the Great Depressions there in the late 20s and during the 1930s, when they actually took more accurate numbers, they didn't fudge the numbers nearly, nowhere near what they do today. They were actually fairly accurate. Back then, the unemployment rate during the peak of the Great Depression, and there was nothing great about it except the magnitude, they had an unemployment rate of 24.9%. Didn't even reach the 25% level. It was like 24.8 or 24.9. I don't remember the exact number. And that was back then when they actually kept pretty accurate numbers. We now have 66%+ unemployment. Gee, I wonder if that's a problem. You bet it is. Going on. Let's take a quick fly over this fraud, this con called financial markets. Gold hasn't changed much. It's roughly $1,870 an ounce. Silver is at $25.54 an ounce. Going down to the major fraud indicators as we go into this Christmas holiday, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 206 points at 30,222. The U.S. Zala Index is just a little bit over 90%. And crude oil is up a buck at $48.04 a barrel on the New York spot market. In that gambling device called cryptocurrencies, we have Bitcoin down $300 at $23,500. Saw an interesting article before where J.P. Morgan, or was Goldman Sachs, I don't remember which one it was now, I think it was J.P. Morgan, was making a projection that they expect Bitcoin, you know, and it may ratchet up and down a little bit, but they expect that it's easily going to top over, what the hell is the number they had, $50,000 or $60,000 a coin? You know, and I'd love to know how they're making this valuation, because there is absolutely no tangible asset associated with this whatsoever. Nothing! At least with this bullshit called the U.S. dollar. It's not the U.S. dollar. It's the Zionist Jew Certificate of Enslavement, called the Federal Reserve Note, created by the Federal Reserve, but printed at our cost over there in the U.S. Treasury Department of Printing and Engraving. At least when that goes worthless, you do have a tangible asset. You have the paper it's printed on to blow your nose in or wipe your ass, or maybe use it to start a campfire. But with cryptocurrencies, you don't even have that. So I would love to see their mathematical model on how they're making these valuation projections. I think it would be pretty amusing. Going on, Ethereum is down $30 at $606, and then Litecoin is down $10 at $104 a coin. All right, going on. Now, talking about the wealth destruction and destruction of the economy and the financial system of this country, now remember, this is intentional. This is part of the COVID scheme, is to help absolutely eviscerate, to absolutely gut what we call the middle class. So there's only going to be two classes left. There's going to be the ruling class, the people with all the money they've stolen and the wealth they've stolen from us, and the slaves, the people they stole all that wealth from. That's the idea. Get rid of the middle class in total, and the way you have to do that is destroy the economy, destroy the middle class, which is the backbone of the economy because of all the jobs they, in fact, create. Now, small businesses, although they don't account for some of the financial activity in this country, they do account for the majority of businesses. Most businesses in this country are what they call or classify as small business or individually owned businesses. So if you can gut that, you've destroyed approximately two-thirds of the nation's economy. And that's how you institute international communism. Because you can't institute communism in a country where the people have any measure of self-sufficiency. You have to destroy that capacity for self-sufficiency. And once you've done that, well, then they become supplicants. Now they become subjects of the government because they have to go to that government for food aid and maybe a little bit of a living stipend so that they can live in a little hovel somewhere. You know, just something a little bit better than a cardboard box. Now, not much better. Don't get crazy on me. You're still going to be living in a cardboard box or slightly better than that, but it's going to be a little hovel. And you are going to be obligated to the government to do whatever they want or they cut you off. Now, over the, and with this in mind about the destruction, the continued destruction of our nation's economies and jobs, especially entrepreneurial and what do they call them? Individually owned businesses and franchises, of course, which are typically in individually owned businesses under some kind of corporate charter. But nonetheless, the business in and of itself is usually individually owned. In True Pundit, movie theaters are now on the brink of a complete and total collapse. No, it's not just movie theaters. It is a host of businesses. Movie theaters, restaurants, small chain stores, small clothes outlets. You name it, virtually everything is on the brink of total collapse, except the communist, the Chinese factory outlets like Walmart. Because that's what Walmart, Costco's, and Sam Club is. It's the Chinese embassy, the Chinese factory outlet here, on U.S. soil. Notice how they're doing great. And Jeff Bezos, Dr. Evil. You ever see, what was it, Austin Powers, you know, the spoof movie about, you know, a spy movie. And in it, the arch villain is Dr. Evil. Did you notice how Jeff Bezos looks just like Dr. Evil? Complete with the half-closed eye. Very funny. But anyway, the destruction of this country is not funny. And this is just an indicator. And this goes into talking about the destruction of the movie theater segment, which also includes Hollywood, by the way. The Broadway, the live entertainment segment of the economy is on the brink of total collapse. Going on. Now, I like this. To make sure that you get only government-approved information, here's something interesting over in ReclaimTheNet.org. ReclaimTheNet.org. Researchers say they can detect Twitter disinformation before a user even posts it. Yes, this falls under the idea or the concept of pre-crime. Remember that movie with, what the hell is that scumbag's name? Oh, I can't think of his name. He does the Mission Impossible series. Anyway, he did a movie where the base of the movie was the pre-crime. That is, they could tell you were about to commit a crime, so you're going to get arrested before you commit the crime in order to stop the crime. Of course, the problem is you haven't committed the crime yet, so, well, how are they arresting you for a crime you haven't committed? Well, this is right in those right in that vein. Tom Cruise. That
Tom
was the guy
Cruise,
I was thinking of.
Yep. I was just going to tell you Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Now, do you remember the movie he did where the pre-crime was the basis of the movie?
Yeah, I do.
What was that?
I think it was called Pre-Crime.
No. It was, something else.
Laura, look it up real quick and yell it at me.
Yeah. It'll come back to me if I think about it long enough. Usually it comes back to me right after the radio show's over. Of course. Anyway, this goes right along those lines. But I love that. They're going to be able to detect. That means they're going to observe, they're going to analyze the disinformation before it's even posted. I'd love to know. How are they going to do that? Oh, well, that sounds a bit Orwellian. Sounds like they're going to be watching what it is you type before you're even done typing it.
Minority Report.
Minority Report. Thank you. Yes, that was it, the Minority Report. That was the movie where the basis of the movie was about this institution of pre-crime, a pre-crime division created by the law enforcement. Because remember, that's what it's always about, law enforcement. Not about your due process. No, it's about law enforcement, right? Well, here it is, people, the next evolution of it in pre-crime. Before you even post it, Twitter will detect the disinformation before you even post it. Yeah. Anyway, interesting article. Let me go on here. I like this. Now, This is current news. However, the posting time of this was actually December 23rd, today, but it was at 8:58 a.m. What I don't know is what time zone that's out of. So that was roughly 9 this morning. So even if it was New York time, that would have been my time. But if it's out towards Central or West Coast time, then that actually would have been earlier than 9 o'clock my time because, of course, they're an hour, 2 hours, and then 3 hours behind me. So right now the headline is over in the Gateway Pundit. Live stream video. Georgia House of Representatives holds hearing on election fraud. Now remember, in Georgia, the governor, Kemp, had agreed to hold a special session with Trump about the election fraud. Within a couple of hours, the young staffer that worked for Loeffler and was also dating his daughter was killed, or should say murdered, in a highway so-called accident. And in fact, one of the eyewitness accounts said that after the accident, almost a full 30 minutes after the accident had occurred, there was another vehicle that smacked into him and caused an explosion so loud that it was heard over a mile away. Gee, what the hell was he carrying in his glove box? Yeah, I'm sure that was just an accident. And then within a couple hours after that, or the day after that, Kemp called Trump back and said, you know, he's changed his mind. He's not going to hold the special legislative session. But apparently they're having one. Let's see what this says. This says the committee is likely going to consider whether or not Georgia's presidential election results should be decertified. Because remember, they have certified them, meaning, yeah, there was nothing wrong with that vote, so that's fine. That's what certification means, right? It says previously reported on a report released by Georgia State Senator William T. Ligon, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, Elijah, which said that the results of the 2020 election in Georgia are, quote, untrustworthy. Well, gee, that's kind of mild wording for that, don't you think? Georgia State Senator is exposing the massive fraud that took place in Georgia during the 2020 election. Georgia State Senator William T. I'm not sure if it's Ligon or Lijon. I don't know if it's a soft G or a hard G. Chairs a subcommittee of the State Judiciary Committee that heard witness testimony on the fraud in Georgia. So this is interesting. Let me see. I wanted to get down because I saw something. The Secretary of State instituted an unconstitutional, oh, there we go, people, unconstitutional gag order, which blocked poll monitors from using photography or video recording devices during the recount. Of course not. Now remember, if you count or recount fraudulent ballots, if they come out to approximately the same number, well, that's no surprise because that's not where the crime is. The crime is, where did the fraudulent ballots come from? Not what the count of them was. It says systemic failure to maintain a proper chain of custody of these ballots, both prior to and after voting and throughout the recount. Hostile behavior of workers towards citizen volunteer monitors during the recount process was not stopped by election officials, which means it was encouraged by election officials. And it says private grants exerted influence over the election process. And, of course, they're talking about that scumbag over at Facebook, Zuckerberg. He put something like $500 million up towards influencing these elections. Let me see. There was a count down here. Let me scroll. Did they take it out? I put the no. Maybe it was another article I saw. It actually gave me an update on where they were at. This article, I had another one up, and I just simply retained this article for talking about on the show here. All right, so I don't see that. Maybe it's another one. Let's keep moving. Over in IntelliHub. Nope, this is not the same. All right, so I lost that. Earlier, had a count of where they were at, and it showed that during this process that Trump was easily in the wind of having those election results decertified. Now, last time I saw it, because I'm just going back by memory when I saw it, when I read it a couple of times, Trump was with something like 53%, and those in maintaining Biden as the winner or certified election results for Biden was only like 43% or something like that. So Trump had a good majority, or a chance at having that decertified. All right, going on over in IntelliHub. Hostile forces defy of the United States in heated meeting. Sidney Powell appointed White House special counsel meeting attendee claims. Now remember, Trump last year, September of 2019, he issued an executive order which basically said he could appoint a special prosecutor if there was any evidence of foreign election meddling or meddling by a foreign entity. And, of course, we have all that. So that wasn't challenged, so it sat on the books. And, of course, right now it looks like he's trying to exercise that is what it really looks like. It says, it says former Overstock, and that's a website, Overstock, former Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne appeared on Steel Truth on Tuesday. Steel Truth is the name of a website, S-T-E-E-L, Steel Truth Tuesday, where he revealed that attorney Sidney Powell was appointed White House special counsel and given a security clearance by President Donald Trump during a heated meeting which took place in the Oval Office Friday evening. The American entrepreneur maintains he attended a heated meeting at the White House on Friday in which attorney Sidney Powell, her assistant, and General Michael Flynn witnessed the president's people repeatedly tell the commander-in-chief that he could not appoint Powell as a White House special counsel because she did not have the proper credentials or security clearance. Quote, since Friday night, President Trump has been buried in, and it trails off, I was in the room when, and at one point, Pat Cipollone, I'm not sure I'm saying that right either, in one of his hissy fits, yelled at the president, stood up, and was yelling at the president. I almost decked this guy. He's a rude little son of a bitch. He said, quote, it was almost a fist fight. President Trump said later there probably would not have been a meeting like this, or there probably has not been a meeting like this in 200 years. Byrne said that the White House counsel senior staffer, Pat Cipollone, told the president after a long argument that he didn't even need it in writing and had the power to appoint attorney Sidney Powell as special counsel. 20 minutes later, President Trump said, you know, I've made my decision. Sidney Powell, you are appointed White House special counsel. And somebody objected, well, she needs a clearance, and that's going to take X many this and that. President Trump said, you know what? I have the ability to give you a clearance with my word. I hereby give you a TSSCI clearance. This is done. The decision is done.
I just got blown off the pedestal.
I heard somebody in the background there, but I can't quite hear it. All right, so I just wanted to get into this may be Trump trying to pre-position himself for this special counsel to actually expose the evidence that the courts refuse to admit. That's why these lawsuits are supposedly being dropped. It's not because the evidence is lacking. It's because the courts allow Trump or his legal team to submit the evidence which shows the election fraud that occurred. But under his 2019 executive order, he can appoint a special counsel for this, which sounds like he just did. Going on. Now, this is interesting. Over in dailymail.ca, so this is out of Britain. It says, as FBI arrests woman for sending pictures of a mutilated body and threatening the family of election official who refused to certify Biden's win in Michigan. Now, notice, the FBI still hasn't arrested anybody for 9/11, didn't arrest anybody for the 2006, 2007, 2008 financial crisis, where trillions of dollars were stolen from this country. They haven't arrested a single person for the clear, overt election fraud that has occurred, but yet this woman sends a picture, well, they're fucking right out there, and they're arresting her. How dare her? Fucking useless individuals, if ever there were one. Going on. Over in Breitbart. I like this. Maxine Waters. Oh, what a repugnant piece of pile of shit she is. A walking pile of feces. Maxine Waters. And again, I don't care about Trump. It's just the gall of these communists, these Marxists. I want Trump marched out of the White House by the military or Secret Service. Now, I don't think what Maxine Waters gets is the military actually backs Trump. Trump is actually, and I don't give a rat's fuck because I don't follow any politician because they're all thieves, liars, cheats, and psychopaths. But Trump is actually one of the most popular presidents this country's ever had. I don't know if he's the most popular. I doubt that. But he certainly is one of the most popular, and he certainly has the backing of the military. So if the military is going to march anybody out of the White House or the Congress or the Senate chambers or out of Washington, D.C., it's going to be Maxine Waters. And hopefully they're marching her to a military tribunal for treason and sedition hearings. Going on. Over in Natural News. Wife of Georgia Democrat. Now, I picked this article because this demonstrates the way these Democrats really are. This is their nature. And this is why you've got to understand. There is no middle ground. It's either they're going to kill us or we're going to kill them. That's it. There is no gray area, people. So get used to the fucking idea. You're going to fight for your life. You're going to fight for your rights. You're going to fight for your liberty. And you're going to fight for your family. Or they're going to kill you. Now, they may kill you in the process of you fighting them. But that's much better than just laying there and waiting for them to come and give it to you. Over in Natural News, wife of Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock accuses him of running her over with the car in shock, police body cam footage. So here it is. This Democrat, this politician, this congressman, runs his wife over with a car while the police got it on their body cam footage. Because this is the way they are. When they can't get their way, they resort to violence, because that's all they understand, people, violence. So you better get that in your fucking head. There's no arguing. There's no negotiating. There's no contract you can make out with them. There's no compromise you can make either. They're going to get their way, and that's complete fucking global enslavement, or we kill them. There's no middle ground. So you make your pick. You want to be a fucking slave with a very short lifespan, or do you want to be a free individual? And even if you get killed in the process of fighting, at least you are fighting. Going on. Over in Sputnik News. Now, this is interesting. We're headed for a bitter struggle in America, ex-House Speaker Gingrich says, amid voter fraud. What does he got here? Voter fraud spat. No, it's not a fucking spat. This is like calling a car that smacks into a wall at fucking 200 miles per hour, getting a scratch on its fender. No, that's not a spat. But I do like... And Gingrich, another piece of garbage. But I do like he recognizes there is a bit of struggle coming in America. It's not going to be a struggle. It's going to be a slaughter. Because we're going to go out there, we're going to find every one of these fucking communists, these Zionists, these Bolsheviks, these Zionist Jews that have been fucking pillaging this country, making life miserable for all of us, and trying to kill all of us, all of our family members, all our friends, everyone we ever known or work with, and all the people we don't know, by trying to inject us with that vaccine, that fucking vial full of poison. It's going to be a bloodbath, all right? And it's going to be their blood all over the fucking place. Because we understand there's no middle ground. There's no gray area. You can't fucking argue with these people. You can't negotiate. You can't compromise. Either they get what they want, which is full global tyranny, or we kill them. That's it. Because they won't take anything less. And guess what? We're not going to take anything less either, other than their complete and utter extermination. We used to say in the military, it's time to exterminate them. With extreme prejudice. Going on. Now, talking about our good friends, the Jews. Oh, look at this. You can't help but feel sorry for them. Over in RT, Russia Today. Water cannon and mounted police deployed against ultra-Orthodox Jews protesting over conscription case in Jerusalem. Now, remember, the Jews never fight for themselves. Oh, no, no. They get the stupid fucking goyim to do all their dirty work. So here it is. Oh, they were going to be conscripted. They might actually have to go fight for fucking what they're stealing. Oh, they can't have that. That's what the goyim are for. Fucking Jews. Parasites. Every single one of them. Going on. Natural News. Pentagon to start vaccinating troops with the Pfizer vaccine. Uh-oh. Sounds like they're about to get ready to kill a lot of our people. The Department of Defense is planning to inoculate 44,000 military personnel with Pfizer's Wuhan Corona COVID-19 vaccine as early as next week as what officials called a controlled pilot. According to Pentagon officials, initial doses of the Pfizer vaccine will go to a limited number of senior military officials and officer. Now, that's to eliminate them so that they can make sure to put in their hardcore communist cadre. So they got to get rid of anybody that may have some kind of patriotic leaning. That's why they're going after the high-ranking ones first, people. That's what that's about. Going on. Investment Watch. So it begins. People will refuse COVID vaccine banned from public transportation. Now remember, under what are called the Nuremberg Laws, they cannot compel you to any medical, any medical procedure without your consent. Well, how are they going to get your consent? That's right, they're going to use what are called collateral sanctions. Well, you can't go in this store. You can't go shopping. You can't get on public transportation. You can't go to your job. See, that's collateral sanction. And if you try and sue for them, say, no, we're not forcing you to get the shot. We're just saying if you don't get the shot, you can't do this. No, that's the same bullshit, people. Under the Nuremberg Laws, this is all completely illegal, besides our Bill of Rights. Forget the Constitution. Just from our Bill of Rights, they can't do any of this garbage. But even under their own admiralty system of international law, under the Nuremberg Laws, they cannot compel you to any medical procedure you do not consent to. But that's exactly what they're doing now, isn't it? Because there is no law left, people, because there is no middle ground. They only understand one thing, extreme blinding violence. If they don't get what they want, they're willing to literally run you over, even if it's your wife. Remember, I just showed you that article where that congressman, that fucking psychopathic Democrat, ran his wife over. And that was probably over something tiny, something small, not even for $100,000 or $1 million or $1 billion or control of the globe. Oh, no, I bet you they were fighting over a can of soda, and he ran his wife over. What are these scumbags going to do when the balance of the planet is what's at stake? That's right. Violence, people, because that's all they understand. So you better get used to the idea. You are going to fight for your rights, your freedom, and your life, or you're just going to let them kill you because there's no middle ground. Going on. Over in Zero Hedge. Now, remember the technique, the method is fear. It's all about the fear, people. Feel the fear. You're supposed to stand there, shake, fall on the floor, pull in the fetal position, and crack your jaws like a three-year-old with a bad case of diarrhea. Because that's how they control people. Fear. Over in Zero Hedge. England expands Tier 4 lockdowns as another mutant COVID strain emerges. Remember Mutant Ninja Turtles? Well, we've got mutant COVIDs. I'm surprised they haven't come out with a cartoon about this yet. Remember, you had COVID-19. Now you've got son of COVID-19. It's bigger, badder, deadlier, more scary. And guess what? The vaccine they made for COVID-19, it's not going to work on this. So you're just going to have to get the follow-up vaccines as they develop them to these mutant strains. The son of COVID and the grandson of COVID and the great-great-great-grandson of COVID. All those are coming, yeah, people, because it's about the fear. And I had one more here. That wasn't it. I like this. This was it. Over in American Thinker, unexplained explosion and fire destroys the world's second largest pharmaceutical factory producing precursors for hydroxychloroquine. Now remember, that was supposed to be the really, really cheap, easy alternative to these vaccines to treat the COVID-19, hydroxychloroquine. Well, some strange reason, one of the largest factories in the world producing it or producing the ingredients used for it just mysteriously blew up, of course. Because remember, people, there is no middle ground for these scumbag Zionist, Bolshevik, communist, Zionist Jews. They want the entire planet, and either they're going to kill you to get you to kowtow to them as their slave, or we kill them because there's no middle ground. Anyway, I do want to wish everybody, well, it sounds like Henry agreed to come up tomorrow, so we'll try and keep the conversation a little bit lighter tomorrow. Get a little bit of relaxing in if we can before the fight, because when the fight starts, that's when you're going to tee up, and that's when you uncork all that hatred, all that anger, all that fury. That's when you let it out like an M80 going off. But not till then. You got to bottle it. You got to keep it under control. Bottle it up. That's what they used to teach us in boot camp. I had this drill instructor. He was pretty good at that. He'd say, yeah, when you get mad, don't let it out yet, just yet. You bottle it up. Put the cork in there. Keep it on there. And when the fight happens, that's when you pull the cork out and you let it out. And you release hell on your enemy. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So anyway, Henry, if we're still good for tomorrow, then we'll talk a little bit tomorrow about maybe some of the things we used to enjoy when we thought we had a decent life before we realized the sheer level of deception and fraud that we've been living in.
Sounds good, brother.
Unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my Christmas buddy, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice.
Hey, right, Jamie.
Yeah, come on up, Mary. Misty.
Yeah, I guess you didn't see the report. It came out on the 17th of December, and it was in Investment Watch blog, which it's posted on the site. But it was the key of the GBI agent reportedly assigned to Governor Kemp's daughter's boyfriend's mysterious fatal accident has committed suicide in Georgia.
Yes, I did see it. I'm glad you mentioned that. I mentioned before, talking about Kemp, the governor's daughter was dating this Loeffler staffer. Loeffler is a Republican, of course. He got killed shortly after the governor of Georgia agreed to a special legislative session to overturn the election results or to decertify them. And then within that, shortly after that accident occurred, or murder, then he switched, called back Trump, and then told him he wasn't going to hold the special legislative session. So now the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, what they call the GBI, they put an agent on it, and he's mysteriously committed suicide. So I did see that. I forgot to mention that. I'm glad you brought that up, Misty.
Mm-hmm.
All righty,
but there's no trouble in this country. There's no problem. Everything's fine. It's all lollipops and rainbows. The Dow's over 30,000.
Well, you know, it's been 10 years of doing this, John, and now, I mean, from then to now, I mean, you got the mafia acting like the mafia, being the mafia, right in your fucking face. I mean, like we've talked before, they used to, you know, try to fucking hide it. You know, just do the dirty deeds, and then, you know, if one of them got caught, of course, the rest let them go. But I mean, now they are aggressive. They are coming at us aggressively, and we better fucking wake up, and people had better start getting aggressive back. I think it was Jefferson who said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And we have tyranny right now. The people have got to get up there. Hey, fucking, you know, you ain't going to live forever anyhow. What are you going to leave behind for your fucking progeny? Think about the guys back in 17.
One of their unwritten rules was, no matter what was going on, they didn't kill district attorneys, judges, or law enforcement. But now they're doing just that.
Exactly. I mean, you're seeing hits. That's what you're seeing. International hits. Like, you know, Trump over there killing goddamn the Iranian leaders in their fucking governments. And you're seeing that the fact that they're saying that there are no goddamn governments, and it is, there are no governments. It's all corporations. And they're all fighting to fucking make it one big fucking Zionist corporation, the Kingdom of fucking Zion, in that little piss hole over there in the Middle East. And that's where the power center is going to be. And everybody else, like you said, is just going to be a fucking goyim that is there for their amusement, even if the amusement is torturing you. That being said, we are down at the about 23 minutes after the hour, so we're going to call it a day.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead. Missed you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And don't forget that apparently to Oregon, we're subjects now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They made that quite clear yesterday. You goddamn right. I'll tell you what, I ain't no fucking subject. Come treat me like one and see what fucking happens. Anyways, we'll sit here and we'll chit-chat and I'll try to be as mellow as possible tomorrow.
Have a little moonshine if you can, Henry.
I might just have a sip before I come up. I never do that, but I might just do that. That's the word from the trenches, guys.